This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry,
huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, welcome. Welcome to New York. Yeah, we're glad you're here. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, our top secret headquarters here in the greatest city in all the world. And, man, have we got a show for you tonight. Just look at the big board. Look at what we've got for you. First of all, we've got, we'll start all the way over there to the far left. Marjorie would like that if she knew I made that pun. She's not with us yet. But anyway, Marjorie Clifton from Clifton Consulting is here with us tonight. She's a former advisor to President Barack Obama, and she'll be weighing in on the burn versus the hill and how what all's going on there. We've got election results for you tonight. Wyoming and Washington, D.C. We'll be reporting those as we go by. Have you heard about, you see this woman? Zoom in on the big board there, Nick. Have you seen this woman right there in the t-shirt? Is that as close as we can get? That woman that's holding her arm straight up. It looks like a Nazi woman. Woo! She says, yeah, there we go. And notice what the shirt says there. Trump for president. If you're watching by way of radio, it is a distinct disadvantage not to be getting the TV version of the show. Yeah, it's a woman in Chicago from last night giving the Nazi salute while wearing all of her Trump propaganda. Anyway, the violence that is taking place at the Trump rallies, who should step up and say what and why and so forth, we'll get into that. And then right there on the right side of the on the big board, the right side of the big board there, Ashley Papa, our relationship expert, she's back with us for another round. She's got some interesting stuff to talk about. And we're taking your calls the whole way through the night tonight. So we've got a big show for you tonight, folks. And looking forward to, there we are. Looking forward to being with you all night long tonight. Now, I want to get right into this. I want to get right into the controversial stuff, the meaty stuff. But we got to tell you about the election results. Now, first off, Wyoming, I had the weirdest experience tonight. I was watching a major news network. In fact, some would say they are the most watched name in news. I'm not saying who that might be. It was an election night in Wyoming tonight, and they were having the returns, and the returns were coming in. It's a caucus state, so, you know, there's not going to be late-night voting. Everybody's going to turn in their caucus results. They report the thing. And at the news channel that I was expecting to see, the lower third just start crawling with all the information, you know, 6% in and such and such and such and such. It never clicked on, and I was like, "Why isn't this happening? Why isn't the news crawl across the bottom giving election results?" There's also the Washington D.C. primary was held today, and so we should have some results from that election as well. So we're going to get these to you as we go through the show tonight. But I kept being a little bit confused. How come there's no results? And on this particular news channel that I was watching, the all the shows back to back had all of these like C and D level pundits from, you know, websites and think tanks and other things, and every single one of them was pro Trump. Every single one of them was like, yeah, Trump's gonna win, yeah, Trump's the man, Trump's this, Trump's that. Not a single critique of anything other than, yeah, Trump's the dude. And there was no reporting of the caucus results in Wyoming. And I was curious about that because, you know, the thing that Trump likes to do when he goes onto the stump, when he gets right up on the stump, the first thing he likes to do, he pulls that little sheet of paper out of his pocket and he starts saying, hey, look at this poll. Look at this poll from USA Today. It says I have 49%. Yeah, look at that poll. Look how good that poll is. And if he doesn't do that, then he holds his press conference and he says, you know, tonight we won in Virginia. Yeah, it was really good. I love Virginia. Kansas didn't win. Kansas is stupid. They're a bunch of poo-poo heads. I don't like Kansas anymore. But Virginia was awesome because, let's face it, it was unbelievable and we won unbelievably.
That's how Donald Trump goes. I don't think he'll be making that speech tonight. Because in Wyoming, there we go. Ted Cruz, the winner by scoring roughly 66% of the vote. Rubio had 19% of the vote. Donald Trump came in at 7% of the vote. And John Kasich, who? Yeah, that's what they were saying in Wyoming a lot. Who? Who's that? Kasich? What is a Kasich? Is that what you make with, like, tuna and cheese and noodles and you stick it in the oven? Is it a Kasich roll? Casserole? No. It's a presidential candidate who's, by the way, probably going to win Ohio next Tuesday. Anyway, so it was a very interesting night, but a huge win for Ted Cruz tonight. So Saturdays have proven very friendly to Ted Cruz for some reason. I'm not sure why, but last week picking up big, big wins. On Tuesday night, he picked up a win in Idaho. Didn't come through in Mississippi as I think he would have liked to. And then tonight picking up a big, big win in Wyoming. He got almost 67% of the vote. There's 26 delegates. They go by congressional district, and it looked like he had won 9 of the 11 congressional districts, which means that he's going to get a whole bunch more of that 26. If there's only 11 given out, that leaves, 15 to go? Most of those are going to go to Mr. Cruz. So he's going to have a nice, fat stockpile that will then knock the lead that Trump has back down into the 70-80 delegate range, and that sets up Super Tuesday. And, friends, here's what's going to happen on Super Tuesday. You're going to have winner-take-alls in Florida and in Ohio. You're going to have congressional district winner-take-alls in Illinois and Missouri, and you've got a straight proportional primary in North Carolina. If Rubio wins Florida, if Kasich wins Ohio, and Rubio kind of implied he'd like his voters to vote for Kasich in Ohio and kind of asked if Kasich voters in Florida would vote for him. You're going to deny Donald about 165, I think, delegates from that. I think that's the total of them combined, winner take all. And then, depending on the congressional district, let's say Missouri goes for Cruz, and he's been spending a lot of time there. He spent a lot of money in North Carolina and in Missouri. But let's say that he wins 90% of the congressional districts in either Illinois or Missouri. That is, in essence, a winner-take-all for the person that does that, which is another 40 or 60 delegates. And then North Carolina has 72, but they're almost straight proportional. So if he gets a big, big win, like in Wyoming tonight, where he's 66% of the vote, in a state like North Carolina, then you walk out with a whole bunch of delegates. Friends, I'm just saying all of this to say that Donald's at 400 and something. Cruz, after tonight, is going to be over 360 and something. You're really, really close in a couple of those big states. And then there's a bunch of these closed Republican primaries, which are the states that Cruz is traditionally doing very well in. He didn't win Hawaii last week, but that was the only closed race in the first several that had been a closed Republican primary that Cruz didn't win. So it's going to be very interesting and very telling as we come down the stretch, because it looks like Cruz's strength and organization, particularly in caucus states and particularly in Republican only primaries, is off the charts stable. It's still there. He hasn't lost. It doesn't look like he's lost an ounce of his support. And he's aggressively campaigning in open primary states like, you know, Florida and Ohio and those other places. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, we've got a lot of politics to talk tonight. But I do want to touch on, throughout the evening, it's kind of our phone call of the night type of question. This, surely you've heard about and you've seen some of the violence and the crazy crowds. Well, even the picture of the Nazi lady with the Trump T-shirt. There's a provocation that seems to be being encouraged on some level. And I want to know who's encouraging it. See, there are people going to the Trump rallies, and they're purposefully misrepresenting who they are. Then at some point in the rally, they start making a bunch of hullabaloo, at which point then Donald Trump says, take them out. And so they come and they get them and they drag them away. But sometimes he has instead said other things, like, somebody punch that guy in the face and I'll pay your legal bills to do so. He said that on a couple of occasions in a couple of different settings. And they were afraid that last night in Chicago was going to be so bad, he ended up canceling the rally they had planned for the city of Chicago last night because there were, I guess, Black Lives Matter and some other guys that were out there ready to rumble. Well, the presidential candidates have been weighing in on this, and I want to take your perspective on it. Everybody, all of the other opponents, some in the news punditry, et cetera, are all saying to Trump, you need to tone this down. You need to not make that type of rhetoric in response to the people that make trouble at your rallies. And he's basically saying, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and, you know, to heck with you for saying anything about it. What do you think of that? 888-340-3373 is our phone number. That'll be our question for the night throughout the night, 888-340-3373. But we're coming back with Democratic strategist Marjorie Clifton from Austin, Texas, to talk a little bit of the Democratic side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
Welcome back to New York. It's Radio Night Live, and we're glad you're with us. And I'm glad to welcome a colleague at the Fox News Channel. In fact, I get to regularly appear opposite her, and we talk about all kinds of things related to politics. And I like her also because she's a Texan, and she doesn't shun it. When you live in the New York area, you kind of have to go underground if you're a Texan. But Marjorie Clifton, that never goes underground. Marjorie, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Glad you're with us.
Tom here.
I'm sorry? No. We're. Oh, we don't have Marjorie. We don't have. Okay, Tom, hold on. Guys, we're going to have to get Marjorie in the next segment because I just realized I never sent Jackie Marjorie's phone number. yeah, that's going to be interesting. Man, I'm just sitting here losing my mind. Anyway, let's go ahead and see what Tom did have to say. Tom, thank you for calling. We are glad that you, I'm sure that you're calling regarding the topic of the evening.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're calling from Ohio and you're watching Biz Television. Now, whereabouts in Ohio?
Pickerington, Ohio.
Because I'm not familiar with the state super in depth, what part of the...
Right next door to Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, excellent.
Next to the Capitol.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're with us tonight. What's your thoughts?
I think these people that are at these rallies that are stirring trouble up, they need to just stay at home, mind their own business, let the people go to the rally that want to go to the rally. The ones that don't want to be there, don't go. Stay at home and mind your business. Take your business elsewhere.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of people that that are expressing frustration because of the stuff that has happened. And when you think about the rally, Tom, and you think about the rhetoric that's used, it seems like this stuff is only happening at Mr. Trump's rallies. Why do you think that is?
Because Trump's the number one man out there right now.
It doesn't have anything to do with his own with his own use of language?
Yes. And he's talking to the people about the foreign people in the country and the way he wants to run the country, and that's his thoughts, the way he wants to do things.
Yeah. But do you think the intensity, the bluster that you will, that he uses, encourages the violence?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Because when he, thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Because here's what went through my head. As we have this reality kind of burgeoning, right? So we're starting to see more of it. It started out with just a person here or there, and he'd get them out. But his verbal response to some of this stuff has gotten much more intense in terms of he's actually gone to saying, you know, somebody get him out of here, and if you punch him in the face, I'll pay your legal bills. Is that presidential? Is that the best we can do in terms of handling the disagreement that people have? I'm not opposed to protesters. Okay, I'm not opposed to protesters. If they are making a disturbance and they are throwing off the candidate's speech, look, these campaign events are owned by the candidate, right? So the Trump organization reserves the hangar or the high school auditorium or wherever they're at. They pay for the security. They do all the stuff that they got to do. If somebody comes in and wants to disrupt that, I understand
that should not be somebody that is allowed to stay. So they make their statement, they take them out, and they say goodbye to them. What I don't understand is why the additional threats, and I before we're done tonight, I'll pull out a list of things that he said just in the month of February, about the protesters. But it escalated so badly last night in Chicago that they said they needed to call off the entire rally. They were expecting 30,000 people between protesters and supporters combined. And, you know, Chicago's a big city. I'm sure that from a strategic standpoint, Donald Trump didn't want to give up that rally last night, even though he was the one that, and I think probably wisely, canceled something. If it had the potential to be very dangerous to a number of people, it is the right thing to do to you know, just cancel it. But then he had the same issue in St. Louis today. I don't know. He was also scheduled to have a rally in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm not sure if he had any trouble there or not. There was another little bit of video that made the internet this afternoon of him speaking in an airplane hangar, and somebody came charging towards. In fact, I think we may have that video, Nick, if you've got that. We don't need the audio, but you can throw it on the screen for me. But he's at the podium, he's making a speech, and you see he gets like spooked about something because his head goes down, kind of like ducks between his shoulders, and he looks over, and then immediately the Secret Service, they just like surround him immediately. And then there's another bunch of people that are going down the runway to get him out. You know, when they're dragging him out, it looked like four or five police officers were dragging him out. So anyway, the idea that these things are only happening at Donald Trump's rallies. Tom in Ohio said, no, that doesn't have anything to do with his rhetoric. It's just happening because he's the front runner. Do you believe that? Is that accurate? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The idea that we can say whatever we want and that people are not going to react to it, I think is foolish. I also don't think that anybody should be getting beat up on for creating the problem. So, you know, if somebody wants to protest, they should have the right to protest. But the idea that that you would then say, well, punch him in the face. Somebody do me a favor. Punch him in the face. I'll pay for your legal bills. That's taking it a whole nother level. It's an escalation of the stuff. Now, on top of that, there was another couple of incidents in the last couple of days where a reporter for Breitbart.com got mistaken in identity to be someone that the Trump campaign thought was from a hostile campaign. And the campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, yanked her. Michelle Fields was her name. Yanked her from behind, pulled her down, bruised her arm. She immediately posted stuff online. There was another reporter there from the Washington Post that saw everything, and he identified the Trump campaign manager. When you operate with bluster and then you treat people this way, I am not shocked that Trump's events are the only places where these types of problems are occurring. I'm just not shocked. It's how people respond to bullies. I think Trump is a bully. I think he bullies people for a living. And one of the reasons why I'm very uneasy about him being president of the United States is I don't know that he's ready to live in a universe where he doesn't get the final say on everything. We'll have to pick that conversation up. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Don't go away. It's Radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Really glad to have you. There's a live shot of Times Square if you're watching on the Biz TV television network. We are Radio Night Live and live from New York every Saturday. We've watching some of the election returns coming in. I've already reported Cruz had a huge win tonight in Wyoming, 66% of the vote. Donald Trump getting 7% of the vote. And evidently there was a primary in Washington, D.C. today, too, for Republicans, but I guess there aren't any, because they said they would have the polls closed at 4, and they would have the results around 9 Eastern, and there's no results. So I guess they couldn't find any Republicans in Washington to vote. Maybe my next guest will have an opinion on that. Marjorie Clifton is a former campaign advisor for President Barack Obama and also the CEO and founder of Clifton Consulting, her consulting firm based in Austin, Texas. Marjorie, welcome back. So glad to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So what do you think of my theory of there being no Republicans in Washington, or none that they could find that actually showed up at polls today?
Well, as a Washington resident for almost a decade, we loudly proclaimed taxation without representation. So our vote didn't really count for anything anyway sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, he still showed up. But
I'm a little shocked because there's 19 delegates available out of D.C. and Wyoming, there's 26. And, like, it's one city. It's one little city.
I know they exist because I had plenty of Republican friend voters in D.C., so I'm also scratching my head wondering what's happening. But, I will say I was just in D.C. this week, and there's definitely a lot of noise, a lot of disillusioned campaigners from both sides of the aisle still scratching their heads trying to figure out what exactly is happening.
Yeah. Well, people that listen to me know that you and I are on Fox frequently together and that we come from kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. So explain to me, what in the world is going on in the election? Bernie Sanders wins Michigan. Donald Trump may be the nominee for the Republicans. It's like some weird movie plot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they're energizing some frankly, voters with similar views, and that they are galvanizing the energy, which is anti-establishment and in some form anti-government, and trying to sort of find a third wave of addressing at least the economic issues that we're dealing with in our country. And I think the economics is something that both of them energize in people, because it's sort of looking at a complete alternative to business as usual. But I will say where the diversion is on the social issues, and obviously that's what is getting Trump a lot of noise and a lot of press right now.
Sure. Well, and, even with all of the stuff that he's done so far, and he keeps speaking as though he's like some candidate of historic proportion. Marjorie, you've worked on a lot of campaigns. I've worked on campaigns. He's getting minority pluralities in the states that he's won. I mean, what has he actually accomplished so far?
Well, he is, I will say, one of the most clever, his campaign acceptance speech last weekend, it was
Tuesday night,
sounded like an hour-long infomercial, and it's what makes him a convincing businessman.
And here's my unbelievable Trump vodka, and then you can try my Trump Airlines, and we're all unbelievable.
And have a steak, and we're winners, and we're winners, and we're winners. And, you know, part of the momentum that's created around campaigns is around wanting to rally around the winner. And he's really good as a schoolyard bully at making everyone look like a loser, or sound like a loser, and him look like a winner. And that, I think, has also, again, his very anti-Washington and almost belligerently defiant is drawing a lot of people, I think, who weren't voters before.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
And I think that's been the surprise, is who's turning out. And honestly, everyone that sort of has been part of the traditional political spectrum staying home or saying, I don't want my name by any of these candidates.
Let me ask you about the Democratic crossover, because I talked to Republican friends, and even though you're a Democrat and a progressive, mm-hmm. I do consider you a friend, but I ask my guys that are on the other side and say, okay, Trump's telling you he's bringing Democrats in, but how come that doesn't show up in his head-to-head polling against Sanders or Hillary? Marjorie Clifton, you advised campaigns as a Democrat. Is he drawing November Democratic voters in those open primaries, or are those just people just having fun voting for Trump one time in the primary?
You know, I think that'll depend on what happens leading up to November and, if he is the candidate. And what happens at the convention as well, because, again, there's a lot of things at stake, and there's already a lot of dialogue happening around a brokered convention and what that might look like and what it might do to either upset parts of the Republican Party or energize different, constituencies within the Republican Party.
Your opinion on the Democrats that have crossed over in the primary process, are they long-term converts to Trump, or are they just...
The interesting thing about Democrats and Republicans, in my viewpoint, is that the Republicans do a very good job of sort of organizing and creating consistency within their own. And Democrats have always sort of been, or at least in recent history, have been sort of this big tent of, everyone else. And usually attracts, as of late, a lot younger voters, a lot more minority voters, more women. And, and those are people that I see sort of forming opinions in different
ways. Marjorie,
can
you stay with me one more segment? Because I've got more to ask you. Stay with us. It's Marjorie Clifton. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion.
passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
CreditBiz.com.
So glad you're with us. The music of the Hot Sardines, our house band on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, coast to coast on Biz Television and great radio stations. Thank you for being here. My guest is Marjorie Clifton. She is the CEO and founder of Clifton Consulting, her firm there in the Austin, Texas area. She does also a lot. I know, Marjorie, you're very passionately involved. And I think this is kind of a bipartisan thing for you. You're passionately involved about getting women in CEO positions and helping them improve their performance in the workplace, in those upper management things. Talk just for a second. Plug your business and your company and what it's all about.
Well, we do a lot of training as well as strategy for organizations to help them get more women in senior leadership in their businesses, because what we know is that businesses perform a lot better and they make a lot more money when they have more diversity at all levels, but especially with gender at senior levels, because we think differently and we approach problem solving differently and, again, make better financial decisions and others. So it's been really an exciting and wonderful, wonderful business, and I love it.
Yeah. Well, if people want to be in touch, is there a website?
Yes, CliftonConsultingLLC.com.
All right, CliftonConsultingLLC.com. And thanks for, again, for being with us tonight. Still in Washington, no Republicans have been discovered. They're all buried somewhere, I guess, because they're 0.00% in the Washington primary tonight so far. And I guess the Democrats don't hold theirs until June 14th. Why so far apart, Marjorie? Wouldn't it just be easier for the whole city if everybody voted on the same day?
Well, maybe they think traffic jams and keeps it civil at the polls. But I also think a lot of people who live in D.C. are not from D.C., so they register in other places, which is what I did part of the time when I was there.
Yeah.
So your vote matters more.
I get that. Let me turn to the most controversial story of today. Violence, 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 violence. The candidates were asked about it at the Republican GOP debate last week. Trump... It seems to only happen at his events. It seems that he has colorful things to say about people that make the disturbances in his event. All three of the other candidates in the Republican race today came out and said, you know what? He needs to tone down the rhetoric. And it's really only something that he can do. No one else can really do that except Donald Trump. You saw the story about Michelle Fields. I know that you probably have met Michelle in the hallways at Fox like I have. Wonderful, sweet, sweetheart of a person. I've never met a kinder person than Michelle Fields. And yet Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, it looks by all measure, did in fact bruise her arm, pull her back, thinking she was some hostile press member from somewhere else. What is it with the kind of brute mentality that says that their way is fine and everybody else can just kind of go to hell if they want to?
Well, I mean, that's Trump on all topics. And I would say culture, as I see in my business, culture is set from the top. And that means, you know, the candidate in this case. And you see that, by the way, reflected in congressional offices and anywhere else you go. The member sets the tone and the type of person and what the standards are. And I think that is where you are seeing a very loud cry by people at all levels of leadership, and now a groundswell of people organizing on, you know, from within to say, this is not okay. And we are not okay with this person representing our country in any way, even if it's a presidential candidate. And, you know, referring to protesters as thugs is not appropriate either, because especially given, you know, the face of most of the protesters who are largely minority groups and Black Lives Matter and Muslim groups and others who have been in name big target by, you know, not necessarily just Donald Trump, but the people who are supporting him. And again, setting a culture of your supporters as being sort of the saying things that are appropriate and reflecting what your campaign should be about. I think the criticism has come from him not setting the tone, not setting standards, and not denouncing some of the awful things that have
been
said.
Well, that's the very point that the fellow Republican candidates were making, is the non-denouncement is the
right.
Worst part of all. Let me ask you this, because general election, both sides have weaknesses if Hillary and Trump maintain and make it to the final. Hillary's got real question marks about trustworthiness and integrity and the emails and all that other stuff that's hanging over. Trump's got this people problem issue where he doesn't play nice with other people. They both have really hardened negatives too. Almost 100% name identification on both of them, and only a small amount of margin to move anybody else. Do you think that those guys are going to end up being the nominees from the two parties?
I mean, that's what it's looking like, is that, you know, again, as Trump, unless there is some kind of upset in terms of a brokered convention that happens, he will likely be the nominee, but there's also a question that there would be a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
You know, they brokered something where he unanimously had, you know, the 1,327 delegates, but they're saying you've got to have for us to not contest it. But, you know, Kevin, we actually did a spot on Fox this week talking about the polls right now. And while, you know, both candidates have negatives, it was interesting because they talked about specific issues and they talked about, you know, trust in the candidate as president and their experience level. And, you know, and this is not me trying to be partisan, but Hillary did have, you know, and this is Republicans commenting on this as well, Hillary does have an edge on him when it comes to the actual politics. When you get to it, people say, you know, 66% of people said, no, we actually trust her as an experienced person to handle things. So I do think a lot of the Trump appeal is, you know, the media energy. And again, just
I think it's just bravado. I couldn't tell you in depth what his plans are. I don't know his policies. And well, I study this for a living.
Right.
Right. I mean, when you say 15 times in a row that we're going to make America great again, and that's the sum total. Now, I will say on his website, he's had very smart people write very thorough white papers about a couple of things, immigration and economics, and you can read those, and those would supposedly be the plans he'd be put in place. Guess what? They sound an awful lot like other candidates that are in the race when you actually look at what he's suggesting.
Right.
So I'm like,
right.
How did he poach that from Cruz? Because that sounds a lot like something Ted Cruz said before, but I've never heard him say that on the debate stage. So,
well, and I'll tell you what, I do a lot of media training, and he is actually like a media-trained genius because
top-rated reality star in America for years. He knows marketing if he knows nothing else.
That is what he knows. That is exactly right. And he knows how to bridge away from anything he doesn't want to talk about. He knows repetition of message. And frankly, he knows his audience.
Yeah.
He has got a very specific audience. He's energizing. And that is where I think the average politician is somewhat tone deaf.
Yeah,
because they're not really understanding the heart of where the fury and the frustration. And again, it's all about the economy.
If you are listening tonight and you would like to have this brilliant woman advise your company on how to get more brilliant women in leadership, CliftonConsultingLLC.com is her website. Marjorie Clifton, it is always a pleasure to be on with you at the Big News Channel. It's fun to have you on the show on Saturday. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Kevin McCullough live from New York coming right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you.
so glad you're with us. It's New York. It's the Hot Sardines. It's the sound of jazz. Yeah, it's what New York has thrived on, right? It's the best of the best in terms of the cities on the planet, and we are honored to be able to come to you from it every Saturday night on Biz TV and also on great radio stations coast to coast. You can also follow along online. You can watch us at TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com, my website, where you can catch up on Kevin McCullough's commentary all week long. Right there on the left-hand side of the home screen, we got the TV feed, so you can watch for yourself. I've asked the question, the big question. Donald Trump has, he's getting tagged with your rallies are violent. He had to cancel one last night in Chicago. There was another outburst in St. Louis today. They have talked about canceling other events. And where did all this come from? Well, he was asked about it at the debate this past week. This was from the CNN Salem Media Group debate earlier this week. Do we not have that? I guess we don't have that. Okay, so we will move on then. Let's take some calls. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Danny's calling from Tampa, watching Biz Television. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Kevin. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Thanks for calling back.
Hope I don't, thank you. I hope I don't disappoint you tonight, but I'm on the same page you are tonight, and with Marjorie and most of the stuff that you, and well, actually all of the things you've said about Donald Trump.
Yeah, that scares me beyond belief, but I understand why it would be the case. About. Yes.
I know, but try to be okay with it. Last night I was watching, I swear to God, I thought I was watching the Chicago Democratic Convention there for a minute or two in 68. It is unreal what is going on here. And I think that he is responsible, and he is the only one responsible for his his rhetoric. I agree with what Marco Rubio said, that that doesn't happen to any other rallies. Ted Cruz said that, look at the things he has said, which was repeated tonight, what he has told his people to do, beat them up, I'll pay your legal bills. This guy, he's dangerous. He's a very dangerous individual. And at first it was a joke, but now it's not funny anymore. It's a really, really, really not funny anymore. And let me tell you, where I'm coming from. I'm with Bernie and Hillary, and I tell you what, I want them to win, and I think that if Trump is a nominee, I think Hillary will probably be the nominee. We'll beat him. But Cruz and Rubio, I'll tell you what, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Cruz and Rubio, as much as I'm 150,000%, opposite their views, I'd rather have them in there than Donald Trump. Donald Trump must be stopped, Kevin. This man is dangerous, and I tell you what, if they deny him the nomination over there at the convention, and he's got it, let's say they deny him, you might see a civil war in this country with the way that his people are responding, And by the way, I also agree with you, too, what you said about the protesters. The protesters, and I'm from the 60s, so I know something about protesting. The protesters go in there. Okay, one of my friends says that they shouldn't be able to go inside. They should be just outside protesting.
Yeah, I don't. Well, that's it. What? Look, everybody's gonna. It's how much dignity you do in the process, and if you're dignified, you shouldn't have anything to worry about. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live from New York.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For a while.